middle of August, we celebrated Christmas. Yes, if I can have the laptop on, please, Jeff. We celebrated Christmas. There we are. Hands up if you were here last week for Christmas. Did you enjoy Christmas? It was good, wasn't it? Well, this week we're jumping on because we looked at Jesus and his arrival last week. Today we're looking at the cross and Jesus' death. So we're jumping to Good Friday. And I'm going to remind you of the story of Good Friday as we have this reading from Mark's Gospel on the video. So watch carefully, a reminder of what we're looking at today.
The soldiers took Jesus to Golgotha, which means place of the skull. There, they gave him some wine mixed with a drug to ease the pain, but he refused to drink it. They nailed Jesus to a cross and gambled to see who would get his clothes. It was about 9 o'clock in the morning when they nailed him to the cross. On it was a sign that told why he was nailed there. It read, "This is the King of the Jews." The soldiers also nailed two criminals to the crosses, one to the right of Jesus and the other to his left. People who passed by said terrible things about Jesus. They shook their heads and shouted, "Ha! So you're the one who claimed you could tear down the temple and build it again in 3 days. Save yourself and come down from the cross." The chief priests and the teachers of the law also made fun of Jesus. They said to each other, "He saved others, but he can't save himself. If he is the Messiah, the King of Israel, let him come down from the cross. Then we will see and believe." The two criminals also said cruel things to Jesus.
Cross, the significance of the cross. It was the most terrible, barbaric way to die. And there was Jesus, who created the heavens and the earth because he's God. There was Jesus hanging on a cross, dying a cruel, desperate death, even though he had done no wrong. How does the cross fit in with these themes that we've looked at earlier, these things that God has been saying to his people all the way through the Old Testament? I love you. You are loved. You belong. Come back to me. Well, I think amongst the many different things that the cross says to us is it answers two questions. And the first question has to do with those first two themes. I love you. You are loved. The cross answers a question that this book asks. How many of you know this book? Hands up if you know this book. You do. What is it, Maureen? Guess How Much I Love You. And it's a fantastic story. If you haven't read it, do get it. Of two nut brown hares. And they're talking to each other, a big one and a little one, about how much they love each other. And one of them says, "I love you to the moon and back." That's quite big, isn't it? The cross answers the question to God, "How much do you love me?" And God says to us in Jesus dying on the cross, "I love you this much, further than to the moon and back. I love you because even though I'm God, I'll die for you." Wow. What an amazing thought. That's at the heart of the Christian faith, at the heart of the symbol of the cross, that God says to you and me, "I love you this much." And if you've been a Christian for long, long time, for decades, it's sometimes easy to forget that God is saying that to you as an individual, as well as to us as a church, as his people, as people created in his image. Maybe you've never really grasped that before. God says, "I love you enough to die for you." And the other question that I think the cross answers is this, and it has to do with these last two themes. You belong. Come back to me. Because the cross of Jesus asks the question, how? How do we get home? You see, the whole of the story of the Bible that we've looked at so far has been a story of God creating us to be in his family, to love him and be loved by him. But it's a story full of sadness, of us deciding to go our own way and live for ourselves. The tree which you all know that Adam and Eve ate from is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it's a picture of us saying to God, we don't want to do things your way. We want to be the ones who decide what's right and wrong. And the effects of that are that we get separated from the family we were created to belong to. And that's a tragedy. It's a bit like if you're a child getting lost and not being able to find your way back to your mum or your dad. And all of us know that feeling in some way, that feeling of being guilty and lost and not knowing the love we were created for. The cross answers the question, how do we come home? Simply by saying, Jesus says, I am the way, through me. Put your trust in me, says Jesus. Put your trust in my death. The Bible has lots of different pictures of what the cross does for us. It buys us back. It gives us victory over sin and death. It creates a bridge back to the God who created us for himself. That's the power of the cross. The whole of the story so far finds itself fulfilled in the cross. And all we need to do is to put our trust in Jesus and say yes to him, and we find ourselves coming home. I'm going to invite us, after we've sung together, to pray a prayer. We're going to do it in the way we've done prayers over the last few days, a few weeks, where we write on a luggage label. I hope you've got a luggage label. As we sing this song, I'll ask the stewards just to come round with a luggage label and a pencil. If you didn't pick one up, do put your hand up and we'll make sure that one gets to you. But we're going to together take a journey, whether we've done that before or whether we're going to do it for the first time, of coming back to God together through the cross. But first, we're going to stand and sing about the wonder of the cross. Let's stand and sing together.